Arriving in meditation. Getting as comfortable and relaxed as we can. And inviting the energy of being alive, the energy of the breath and the blood pumping, the life of this moment to be palpable, to be part of our direct experience, this being alive. Grounding, opening our time in stillness, maybe deepening the breath, spreading the breath through the whole body, letting the stories and the musculature, the moving around of the day to settle through the body into the ground. Like the body's a lightning rod and all of our engagement with the world is a kind of storm around us. And the beautiful but sharp energy of the world flying around makes contact with us through the head, through the mind sometimes, through the body. And we can ground that, like we are that safe passage, the clear channel of the body for that energy to pass through us and into the ground. Without harming those around us, the house, the trees, those who live here. Maybe you let this image of the body, really the whole body mind, present here, like a lightning rod, letting that image show us the way to sit, the way to wait, the way to process force, by letting it pass through, in and down, and out. Find the posture that this indicates. Find the steadiness that this indicates. The Buddha taught his son Rahula a meditation in which the practitioner thinks of himself like earth, like the earth element. That receives anything that's thrown upon it, beautiful or ugly, clean or dirty, and absorbs it all back into itself, untroubled. And the Buddha says, develop a meditation like the earth that accepts anything that comes. We could say, metabolizes it, digests it, composts it. Develop a meditation like the earth that composts anything that comes in, even takes in the charge of lightning itself, the bolt of lightning that is Indra's thunderbolt, Odin's spear, Thor's hammer. All the great forces that move through the sky can pass through this human being whose meditation is like earth. Become like the earth, sitting on the earth. Or develop a meditation, the Buddha goes on to teach his son, like any of the great elements, like water, which accepts anything thrown into it, dissolving it into itself, like air, like fire, which burns anything put into it, air which moves around and through everything. And if one of the elements resonates with you right now as a way to understand that we can process anything that comes in an impersonal, clarifying way, an integrating way, then just let or invite the essence of that element to fill the body, to fill the room, to fill the universe. Until everything that arises is taken up by that element, dissolves into it, is consumed by it, without stress, without work, without worry, if you have a sense of that element, hold it steady in the attention and let the sense of that element fill the space around you as far out as you can feel. And you can let go of everything else. So we'll be together in silence in this way. finish the meditation with the invocation of the quality, the recollection of the Buddha, Dhamma, and Sangha in Pali. You can meditate through or chant along, allowing the ancient spell of the qualities that guide us on the path to enfold and uplift the heart, encircle the heart with an ancient protection. Tam ko panna bhagavantam evam kalyano keti sadho abhugato iti piso bhagava arahaṃ sammā sambuddho vinja charana sambhanno sugato lokavidu annutaro purisa dhamma sarati sata devamanusānaṃ bundo bhagavati suvākato bhagavat Dhammo sanditiko akaliko ehipasiko opanaiko pachatang vedittabo vinyu iti supati panno bhagavato savaka sango ujupati panno bhagavato savaka sango nyayapati Panno bhagavato savaka sango sammichipatti panno bhagavato savaka sango yadidang chatari purisa yugani atapurisa pugala esa bhagavato Avaka sango ahuneyo pahuneyo dakhineyo anjali karaniyo annutarang punyaketang lokasati.